Good evening, everybody. The last couple of nights, we spoke about the sugya of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, as well as Bracha Levatala, and that really stems from our parsha, when the pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Just to quickly review where we're up to, the Gemara says in Tumur Dalet that from this pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, we learn that there's an isra of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. It's an isra daraisa, it's an isra essay. Then the Gemara has in Bracha Staf Lamed Gimel, a similar Gemara, where the Gemara says that from the pasuk of Losisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lasha, we learn that not only is a person not allowed to be Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, but he's also in violation of a lav if he makes a bracha levatala. And Tosis and the Rambam had a machlokes whether that's an Isser d'Oraisa or merely an Isser d'Rabbanan to make a bracha levatala. So that we spoke about. Then we spoke about the tikkun of saying Baruch Shem. Again, it was a machlokes, the Rambam and the Mechaber. What exactly the point of saying Baruch Shem is? Is the point of Baruch Shem to be misakein the chilul Hashem that you've made by making the bracha levatala? Or is the Baruch Shem so supposed to serve as a form of tshuva, that the same way there's a process of tshuva for every other avir that a person violates, so too for making a bracha levatala, for saying Shem Shamayim levatala, there's a tshuva process. Then we spoke about an interesting shaila. When we say that there's an isra of motzi Shem Shamayim levatala, does that apply to ksiva? Let's say a person writes the Shem Shamayim levatala for no reason. Is that also considered like being motzi Shem Shamayim levatala with dibur? Is it the same as being motzi Shem Shamayim levatala with ksiva? And we discussed the many different places where the Achronim discuss whether Ksiva is Kedibur Dami or not. Again, the Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about it by Svira Saomer. If a person missed a day in the Omer, but he wrote a letter, and on the top of the letter he wrote which day of Svira we're up to. Similarly, this is spoken about by one of the Talmidei. Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about it by Nesias Kapayim. If you have a Kohen who's not able to Duchen because of some physical ailment, which doesn't allow him to speak, and now he wants to know if he's able to write down the Birchas Kohanim, is that considered like he's going to be Mekayim his mitzvah Birchas Kohanim? We have it in many different places. The Chafetz Chaim talks about it by Lashon Hara. Should we assume that there's no issue of Lashon Hara if a person writes the Lashon Hara? Is it only if he speaks the Lashon Hara? So we discussed all these different applications of Ksiva Kedibur Dami. So now let's continue the sugya into a very important Gemara, which also mentions the problem of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. And it's a little bit of a surprising Gemara, and it will take us to interesting places, but let's begin like this. The Gemara says in Nedarim Daf Yud that when a person wants to be makdish a carbon, so the pasuk says, how does he do it? First, he has to take a carbon out of his corral or out of the store, wherever it's going to be. He's makdish the carbon. He says, I want this to be a carbon. And then he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the next time that he goes, and he offers it as a carbon. So the Gemara says that we learn from the pasuk, Ish Adam ki yakriv mikem korban laHashem. So here it's talking about a person who decides he wants to bring an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, how is he supposed to be makdish his korban? What is he supposed to say when he has the animal in his hands and he wants to designate it for hekdish as a korban? What's he supposed to say? Says the Gemara, he has to say korban laHashem. I want this animal to be an offering for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says he's not allowed to say laHashem korban. He's not allowed to say that this should be for Hashem as a carbon. Rather, he has to say, carbon laHashem. Why? Says the Gemara, Dilma Amar laHashem, Velo Amar carbon. Because perhaps, says the Gemara, just reading it on the face value, perhaps, says the Gemara, we have a concern that if a person is going to say laHashem carbon, we have a concern maybe he's just going to get through the word laHashem, and he's not going to be able to finish off the word carbon, and then it's going to be Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. So the Rishonim have a machlokas exactly what is the Gemara referring to. So the Rosh says that the concern is as follows. How much does it cost to offer a behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon? It costs a few hundred dollars to get a nice fat cow, to get a nice fat sheep to bring up to the Beis HaMikdash, a real hider mitzvah. How much does it cost? It costs a few hundred dollars. So you have a guy who gets a bug in his head, he wants to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he's all excited. Designates a carbon, then he says, you know what, I want this to be laHashem. Maybe I don't want it to be laHashem. And after he already said Hashem's name, he's going to change his mind because it cost him a lot of money. Why should I bring it as a carbon to Hashem? Why don't I bring it as a carbon to my family? Why don't I just shecht it as chulin and serve it for dinner tonight? So perhaps, says the Rosh, what the Gemara means is perhaps we're concerned that the person's going to change his mind mid-sentence, and after he already said the word laHashem, then he's not going to come and finish off the sentence and say carbon. And therefore the Gemara says you first have to say karban, and then you say laHashem, so that we won't have a concern that you'll be motzi shem shamayim levatala. That's what the Gemara says. The other Achronim, the Rosh is the first opinion, and then the Chassam Sofer and the Avnei Nezer, many other Achronim disagree, and they say no, the Pshat in the Gemara is we're concerned, shema yamos pitom. We're concerned maybe he's going to drop dead mid-sentence. So if we're going to allow him to say La Hashem Karban, we're concerned that what's going to happen is he's going to first say La Hashem, have a heart attack, and he's not going to finish off the sentence that he started, and then there's going to be Hazkar Hashem Shamayim Levatela. So we're going to discuss this more maybe tomorrow night. I don't know if we'll get into all this tonight, but these are the two shatim that the Achronim and the Rishonim have in this Gemara. Why does the Gemara say when a person's being mafrish a karban, he has to say karban la Hashem? Because we're concerned that either he's going to retract in mid-sentence, he's going to change his mind, or we're concerned, the second concern is perhaps he will have a heart attack in the middle, unexpected, and he's not going to finish off the sentence, and either way it's going to be a motzi shem shamayim levatel. The Kedushas Levi points out in one of his svarim on Parshas Matos, he has a beautiful comment. He said that the Medrash says in Parshas Matos, Ish ki yidor neder la Hashem, says the Medrash, when a person takes a neder to Hashem, hadohu dechsiv yameinu kitzel over. What does that mean? It's a Medrash Pliya. What do the two things have to do with each other? When I take a neder to Hashem, it has something to do with the fact that the Pasuk says, yameinu kitzel over. What does it mean? Says the Kedushas Levi, what it means is like this. When I take a neder to Hashem, I have to be careful the way I phrase my neder. I have to be careful to say karban la Hashem and not la Hashem karban. Why? Says the Kedushas Levi, because yameinu kitzel over. Because we're always concerned, chayshin and lemisa, we're concerned perhaps somebody's not going to make it through to finish a sentence. So therefore, when you're being neder la Hashem, you have to be careful the way you phrase your neder. You have to make sure to say Hashem's name after you already said the word karban. There's a very nice pshat that they say from the Darshanim. I don't know if it's actually true or not. Somebody once told me they heard it from the Vilna Gaon. I mean, they heard it in the name of the Vilna Gaon. I have a hard time believing that the Vilna Gaon ever said such a joke like this, but perhaps this could be true. That we all know that the Gemara in Brachos discusses saying Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom. The Gemara learns out from Boaz that Boaz, we're not up to the joke yet. When Boaz said Shalom Aleichem to other people, so it said he was Makdim Shalom and he said Hashem Imachem. A lot of Svardim have the practice to say Hashem Imachem. And they all responded Yivarechecha Hashem. So the Gemara learns out from Boaz that you see, you're allowed to use Hashem's name in order to give Shalom to somebody else. So the Gemara learns that Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Shalom is really a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, says the Gemara, Hashem allows us to be mevaza his shame, so to speak, because we're just throwing it around. We're giving Shalom Aleichem to someone else. Why are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to say Shem Hashem just by greeting someone else? Says the Gemara, because we know that it's going to make someone feel good, so you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem even though you're using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Bechvodo V'atzmo. And Shulchan Aruch it says, Asur lomar shela shalom lachaver bebeis hakiseh bebeis hamerchatz. Because shalom is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore one is not allowed to say shalom aleichem in a bathhouse. Why? Because you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in a place which is not clean, in a place which is not appropriate. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Dalid, person has to be careful not to say shalom aleichem in a bathhouse or in a bathroom. The Achronim have a machlokas, piggybacking on this Shulchan Aruch, on this psak over here, that you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem in a bathroom or in a bathhouse. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz have a machlokas. What about if I have a friend whose name is Shalom? Am I allowed to call his name in the bathhouse, in a swimming pool? Or do you assume, no, Shalom is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not allowed to call his name? So that's a big discussion. In fact, one of the Achronim brings an interesting raya. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shulchan Aruch says in Yerudei and Siman Reish Mem, as well as in Reish Mem Beis. It's in Hilchos Kabad Rabo and in Hilchos Kibud Av. So the Shulchan Aruch has the same psak that even if a person, let's say my father's name is Yaakov, so I'm not allowed to call my father by his first name. So what if my friend is in the room and I call him Yaakov? So am I allowed to do that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Why? Because everybody around thinks that you're being mevazi your father. So therefore, you're not even allowed to call the name Yaakov, even if it's someone else's name, in addition to being your father's name. So that's what the Mechaber paskens. So from there, some Achronim want to say, you can deduce from that, for sure, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we say you're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem in a bathroom, in a shower, because we're concerned that it's Shem Hashem, and you're not allowed to say Shem Hashem in Makom HaMetunav, so then certainly, if we say that by Kibud Av, it dictates that a person is not allowed to call someone else's name, the same name as one's father, so then certainly I'm not allowed to call my friend's name Shalom in a place which is not appropriate. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a big discussion, the halacha, he says, Mikra Adin, one could be Mekel, he says, Yari Shamayim should be Machmir B'davar, and even if your friend's name is Shalom, you also shouldn't call his name in a swimming pool. Rav Moshe takes this a step further, Rav Moshe says, well, we have to put another Chiddush onto this. If you're right that we have to be Makbud with the shame Shalom because it's Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Rav Moshe adds on and he says that you have to be careful, let's say a person's getting a haircut, and I walk into the barbershop and I see he's not wearing a yarmulke, he's begili rosh. So Rav Moshe writes, you have to be careful not to say Shalom Aleichem to him. Why? Zok Rav Moshe. Because the Mechaber paskins in Sibin Tzadi Aleph that Asur Lahazkir as Hashem begili rosh. I'm not allowed to say Shem Hashem when I'm not wearing a yarmulke, when my head is not covered. So says Rav Moshe, if Shalom is the Shmos of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're matir a person to say Shalom Aleichem only because of Kavod Abrios, because it's going to make someone happy, well, that's not a heter if the person is not wearing a yarmulke. The same way you're not allowed to say any Shem Hashem when someone's not wearing a yarmulke, so too you're not allowed to say it in a case like this. If you find someone on the barber chair, you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem, you can't say Shalom Aleichem there either. So that's a big chiddush of Rav Moshe. Either way, so we have this Gemara Nedarim that talks about when I offer a carbon and I'm makriv, I'm makdish the carbon, I have to make sure to say carbon la Hashem and not la Hashem carbon. Again, why? The Rush says the reason why is because we're concerned Shema Yachzer bin Tayim. Maybe you'll retract in the middle of the statement. You won't go ahead with the Hakdasha and you'll already have uttered Hashem's name. You're going to say la Hashem carbon. It's going to be Nimtza Shem Shamayim, Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatela. The other Achronim say no, the reason why is because Chashin and Shema Yamas. We're concerned maybe he's going to drop dead mid-sentence and he's not going to get through the rest that he was trying to say. And that's going to be Hazkar Hashem Shemayim Levatela. So when you get to the story over here of Shalom Aleichem, what right do I have to say Shalom Aleichem? Shalom is Shem Hashem. And if the rule always is you have to say the other word first in order to finish off the sentence, I should say, when I greet someone, I shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem. I should say Aleichem Shalom. So that's first of all. That's question number one. Question number two is, why is it when I say Shalom Aleichem, I say it that direction? When he responds to me, he says Aleichem HaShalom. He's doing the right thing. I'm doing the wrong thing. What's going on here? Why do we have a discrepancy between the way I'm supposed to greet someone and the way he's supposed to respond to me? So these are the two horrors that the Darshanim point out. So the answer that they give is, well, the Chazal tell us that Kol HaMakdim Shalom LaChaveru Marichin Lo Yamu V'Shnosav. So again, the whole concern of the Gemara that we said, why you have to say Karban LaHashem is because we're concerned Shema Yamas, maybe you're going to die in mid-sentence. Well, HaMakdim Shalom LaChaveru Marichin Lo Yamu V'Shnosav, you get an Arichas Yamim. So when I go ahead and I extend a Shalom Aleichem to someone else, there's nothing to worry about Shema Yamas. You can say what you want. For the person to respond to me, he doesn't have that bracha. There's no rule that someone who responds Shalom to someone else also gets an Arichas Yam. That's not the case. So therefore, when he responds to me, he's allowed to use Shem Hashem, but he first has to say Aleichem HaShalom. He's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem first, because then we're concerned maybe he'll be Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatela, because he might not make it through the sentence Shema Yamas. And therefore we assume that the person who is machzor the Shalom has to say Aleichem HaShalom. The person who's extending the Shalom in the first place, he's allowed to say Shalom first. He's allowed to use Hashem's name because HaMakdim Shalom LaChaveru Marichin LaYam V'Shnosav. So that's a melitza. I don't know if it's absolutely correct. They say it in the Shem of the Vilna Gaon. I don't believe that it's really the case. But whatever it is, it's a nice word anyway. Perhaps we'll continue tomorrow night with some of these inyanim of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatela that come out based off that Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Yud that we were discussing before.